Ahkam in brief. How to perform the daily prayers. Every Muslim is obliged to perform salah or the ritual prayer 5 times a day. These 5 daily prayers are performed in the same way but differ in the number of their units or rak'ats and the time when they are prayed. Fajr or dawn prayer has 2 rak'ats, Zuhr or noon has 4, Asr or afternoon also has 4, Maghrib or sunset has 3, and Isha or evening prayers has 4. Each rak'ah consists of 1 bowing and 2 prostrations. The prayer starts by saying Allahu Akbar and terminates by saying the Salam. And now, how do we go about performing the prayer? Let's use the Maghrib prayer as an example. Before we start the prayer, it is necessary to observe all the relevant prerequisites. Briefly, this means having wudu, wearing tahir clothes, and facing the qibla. It's also highly recommended to recite the adhan and iqama before your prayer, but it's not an obligation. Okay, now you stand straight and make your intention in your heart to seek proximity to Allah by this act of worship. Then say Allahu Akbar in Arabic. This is called Takbiratul Ihram, and under normal circumstances, it is necessary to be standing while you are saying it. With this, you begin the prayer, and your prayer will become void if you do anything other than the acts of prayer. Next, recite Suratul Fatiha from its Bismillah to the end. Then recite any complete surah of the Holy Quran. Your body should remain still during this recitation, and you have to recite accurately in the Arabic language. It is necessary that you pronounce the words of the surahs clearly, and it is not sufficient to just imagine the words in your mind. If you are male, you should recite the surahs aloud. Next is the ruku', or bowing. After reciting both surahs, and after a silent and mandatory pause, you bow down, while keeping your legs straight to the extent that your palms reach your knees. Whilst in ruku', it is necessary to recite a dhikr, and it is enough to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi once. After performing the ruku', you must stand up straight. After being stable, you then go down for prostration or sajda. In prostration, you place your forehead on the earth or on anything else on which prostration is allowed. Simultaneously, the palms of both your hands, the knees, and the tips of your toes should touch the ground, and it is enough to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi once. Then you raise to a sitting position and remain still. Then you do another prostration just as the previous one. Know that in each rak'at, you have to perform sajda twice. Question: can I put my forehead on anything while prostrating? No. Not on anything. It should be on things from the earth or on the plants that grow on earth, which are not edible or used to make clothing. So, you can prostrate on soil, sand, stones, rocks, wood, inedible tree leaves, and even on plain writing paper if it's purely made from wood. Of these, the best to use is soil, while the most recommended soil is the Husseini Turba, which is from the shrine of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Again, remember, only on the earth or on plants which are not edible or used in making clothing. Now, back to the prayer. After the 2 prostrations, you sit for a moment, then you stand up to perform the 2nd rak'at exactly as the first one. After reciting Fatiha and the surah, before going into ruku', it is recommended to perform qunut by raising your hands and reciting any dua that you wish. After the qunut, perform the bowing and prostration as seen before. After the 2nd prostration, you then must sit for tashahud, which is mandatory at the end of the 2nd rak'at. What should I say in tashahud? Say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد Say this while you are sitting and stable. Then stand for the third and last rak'at of the Maghrib prayer. Now you are free to either recite Surah Al-Fatiha or to say three times in a low voice the Tasbihat. Then perform the bowing and the two prostrations as was mentioned earlier. Then sit and say the Tashahhud once again. And then complete your prayer by saying the Salam. Say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By this, you have finished your Maghrib prayer. The other daily prayers are very similar to this one, and the main difference is in the number of units or rak'at. Know that both men and women should recite the Dhuhr and Asr prayers in a low voice, and only men should recite the Fajr and the first two rak'at of the Maghrib and Isha prayers aloud. And now, what invalidates your prayer? Number one, everything that invalidates your wudu will invalidate your prayer, such as passing wind, urinating or sleeping, etc. Number two, adding or missing one of the mandatory parts intentionally or unintentionally. The mandatory parts of your prayer are the intention, takbiratul ihram, and the standing for it, the pause before bowing down for ruku', the ruku' or bowing itself, and the two prostrations. Number three, deliberate deviation from the Qibla will break and nullify your prayer. Number four, also, if you fold your arms intentionally while you're praying. Number five, deliberate speaking. Number six, to deliberately say Ameen after reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Number seven, to laugh audibly. But just smiling does not nullify the prayer. Number eight, to cry for a materialistic and worldly issue. Number nine, to eat or drink during the prayer. Taqabbal Allah, your prayers are complete. And don't miss the high rewards of the tasbih of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, after your prayer. This is done by you saying Allahu Akbar 34 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Subhanallah 33 times.